Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to homeschool.com's Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. We are so thrilled to have you with us again. So excited to be back for another episode. I know it really has been a hot minute since I've chatted with you. It's been quite a while. There's been a lot that's happened, but I just have to say one thing in my defense, and that is life. Life has definitely given us a hefty serving over the last few months. We've had so many different things going on, lots of things that gave us sleepless nights, from my dad having a 6 bypass heart surgery to building a house, getting a daughter married. There have been many difficulties, lots of huge mountains to climb. And besides those big things, there's been some type of catastrophe too. Almost every week, it's really been kind of crazy. One week, my daughter wrecked my dad's truck. And the very next week, my other daughter ran into my Jeep with my mom's car. I mean, it's just unexplainable, crazy things like that. So it's been one of those years where you really don't realize half the year is already gone until you've gotten past those hard places and you take a breath and you look around. And I can just say my own life that I can see that God has held us, has kept us, has really enabled us to make it through those times. And over the past 6 months, I've often been reminded of that Laura Story song, Blessings. And of course, especially, you know, the whole song's really good, but especially that part that says, you know, what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights are your mercies in disguise? And I have to say, it's so true. I see his mercy just woven through all of the situations and the trials that we faced over the last few months. So now that I can breathe, I'm taking some time. I'm looking forward to what's next, trying to deal with those things that I had to set aside for a time. And so, yeah, that's where I'm now. And one of those things that I had to set aside for a bit was homeschooling and really just that interaction, especially with me and my daughters. So the girls did keep up with their classes, but not those detailed things that required us to work together. And so really kind of feeling like a failure over some of that. Just trying to remind myself that not everything is perfect and not everything goes according to plan. Truthfully, it took a lot to say that. Cause you know, I'm supposed to be a homeschool mentor or helper. I'm supposed to be here to help you and encourage you. And, you know, I did feel that need to be transparent today. It's really been a tough year for everyone at our house. And, as you know, along with all that stuff, you feel like a failure sometimes because you just can't do everything. You can't get to everything. And I especially feel like I failed my daughters this year with homeschooling, but I have to say, I'm very thankful for their good attitudes. We had a talk just the other day, and of course, one of our daughters was supposed to graduate this year, according to her age. And she's really close. She's got just about everything put together, ready to go, but she is lacking some credit hours. And, you know, in truth, we could have just pushed her this summer. We could have just made her graduate. We could have, you know, rushed her into some of the plans that she's made for technical college and some of the things that she wants to do. But with everything else that we've had to deal with and all of the ups and downs that we've gone through, you know, we really just didn't have a lot of fight left in us for all of that. And we knew when we had our conversation, we talked about it, we knew, you know, we really wouldn't have enjoyed it. And in truth, why would we need to push her graduation? I mean, is it just because she's 18? Just because that's supposed to happen in June when you're 18? Was it for other people? You know, why? So we all did agree that it really wasn't a good reason. And we determined just to finish those credits that she has left in the fall semester and graduate this fall. We can take some time and we can have a nice graduation and a big party and, you know, just enjoy it so much more. But I know so many times it's really easy for us as parents, maybe even more so for mamas, because mamas tend to do this a little bit more. But we look around and we perceive that so many of the other homeschooling families around us are just perfect. And, you know, that their kids are all graduating with college degrees when they graduate from high school, or, you know, all that is wonderful. And it's pretty amazing what homeschoolers can do across the board. I'm never cease to be amazed by stories that I hear and by, you know, friends telling me about their kids. I mean, it's wonderful, but sometimes it isn't like that. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes things just get in the way. Sometimes you just have to put homeschooling to the side just for a little while and, you know, deal with the pressing issues for us. And so, like us, sometimes it's a fight for survival, you know, just basic survival some days. And you just have to give your attention to the most pressing issues first. And so, you know, just like the safety instructions when you're on an airplane, they tell you put your oxygen mask on first and then help those that are beside you. You know, and so that's pretty much how I've just tried to handle these last few months. And even, you know, the last few weeks when I've had some time to breathe and look around and see and take inventory of what's going on and what's happened. You know, it's time now that we finally moved and we've settled a little bit, to do that planning and looking back and making sure that I take care of those things that I did have to set aside, that I give attention to those things that are really needing our attention for this next homeschool year. And so I know I wanted to talk to you about feeling like a failure and how to deal with that and plan for next year. And you know, really, essentially, when we do fail or we've dropped the ball in certain areas or there are issues, we can learn from those things and we can take those experiences and hopefully translate it into the next year and just make next year even better because we've learned a few things. So I know those of you who've been around homeschool.com for a while, you know, kind of my general idea of how I like to plan, how I like to put things in order for the next year. And so I'm just going to go over that real quick, just in case there are some new people out there. I want to encourage you in these things. You know, sometimes we look at planning a new homeschool year, or maybe you're a new homeschooler, and sometimes it just seems so intimidating. And, you know, a lot of times, like I was just talking about, we have this preconceived idea that we have to plan our homeschool year like a regular school year. And in truth, you do not. I really want you guys, I want to encourage you to take that out of your head. Don't let that thought even run through your mind, because you are not a school. You are homeschooling. You are learning at home. And it's a totally different mindset, a totally different process, even in its functionality. And so I just want to encourage everybody to realize that school at home is really not what homeschooling is. It's an amazingly different process, and one that, just to be honest with you, I wouldn't trade for the world. I have to say, with my own six kids, homeschooling has been the best decision that we ever made. It's brought us closer as a family. I feel like we were able to invest in our kids way more than we would have had they gone to school every day. So I, you know, obviously I'm a proponent of it. I think it's great. But planning for that new homeschool year does not need to be intimidating. There are a few simple steps that you can take and just get that ball rolling. And of course, the first one, if you've already homeschooled, is to review the previous year. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm reviewing the previous year. I'm looking at what the girls need to do because they're both in high school. And then I'm also considering their strengths and their passions, excuse me, because they are really good at certain things. And I want to make sure that we incorporate those things that they really love and that they're really good at into their studies, because they can learn more, grow more, and be masters of those things, so to speak, so that they could use that in their future. So review your previous year, make a plan to improve where possible for the next year, discover new or replace some of your existing curriculum that may not have worked. So this is a good time to take inventory of what you used. And if you like something, great, use it again. If you didn't like something, nix it, and then research out some new curriculum. And of course, just want to say that homeschool.com is a great place to go for even that, where you can look up product reviews, curriculum reviews. You can find different curriculum in our curriculum finder tool, and it will help you discover more about that curriculum. We also have some other great resources and blogs where homeschoolers talk about the different curriculums as well. So kind of head over there if you want to learn more about other curriculum. And then, of course, once you kind of discover that, you've purchased new curriculum, maybe you've got that going, then you want to sit down and take those things and make a plan. Plan out your start and end dates and your holidays, and then how many days you want to actually homeschool. Plan out maybe field trips. See, I have to do this because I will just forget field trips or not plan them. If I put them in my plan at the beginning of the year, then I tend to do them. I try to do at least one field trip every couple months. That helps keep things interesting and motivating and all that fun stuff. But then you can also grab our free planner over at homeschool.com. It's a great way. You can print just one or two pages, what you need. You don't have to print the whole thing, which is the best part about it. And we have a couple different ways we've set it up. We set up a weekly plan. There's that as well. We also have a nice little daily plan. And then we have this one page weekly plan that you can create for each child. And then that one was my favorite because I had six kids. And so I would give them their weekly plan and it had a checklist on it. So I could say, you need to do this, 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 and this, and they could check it off for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that was wonderful. But there are a lot of different tools. If you like to plan digitally, we have a digital planner and you can get that for free as well. We try to help you with as many tools that will help you organize and plan your homeschool for free. So just take a peek and dig around over there and you'll probably find something that you need. And then, you know, as you make the plan your daily routine. Now that's something that I always encourage parents, don't be rigid. Don't be like, at precisely 8 o'clock, we're going to do this. Because I don't know if you're anything like me, that's just going to fall apart because something, the mailman's going to come at 8 o'clock, or, you know, Nana's going to stop by and you're going to need to visit for a little bit, you know? So don't put time constraints, but just have a routine. And if that routine happens at 8 o'clock, great. If it happens at 10 o'clock, great. Just be flexible. Well, there's a lot more information about getting started and planning your year on homeschool.com. So I just want to encourage you, if you need more, to head over there. And I'll have a lot of things in the show notes for this podcast as well on homeschool.com. So you can check it out there. And, you know, I'm really glad that you joined me today. I know I talked about some of my heart issues, my problems, my struggles over the years. I know that everybody has their own struggles. Everybody has something that they're going through. And so I wish you the best and encourage you as you try to plan your new homeschool year. And of course, as always, if you need anything or have a question, you can reach out to me. at homeschool.com. And so until next time, here's to homeschooling and loving it.